Now, it is such a shame that I ran out of time. I babbled on too much. So was my excitement on these two coffees that I received of small batch artisan roasters in Hove, with a couple of shops in Brighton as well. Roastery itself in Hove, just a stone throw away from the train station in Hove. I ran out of time, and now I'm salivating over these amazing coffees. I've got to get back to that Nicaraguan, because it has a unique kind of, a unique mouthfeel, I would say. And now that it's cooled down a bit more, it's very sweet, and it's got kind of a, I wouldn't say almondy, but it reminds me of almond, and it's thick, and it's, they say on the back, marzipan, and I think I can work with marzipan, that's it. But also, it's got just, I don't know, I just find it so difficult to describe how beautiful this is. Do you know, I mean, I might not even post this, because you just gotta go out and try these coffees for yourself. Because especially once you've kind of developed a bit of a palate, and you are very discerning on the differences, especially I think the easiest thing to be discerning about is a natural process and a wash process. The natural is just gloopier, heavier. On the nose, it's just sweeter. It's less acidic, if you want. Of course, it has to show some acidity, and that's inherent in the bean, and the roaster has to be true to the bean and keep the acidity that is naturally there in the bean, keep it there. Don't roast it out. And all these artisan roasters that I kind of am in awe of, and that I report and showcase all the time, they pretty much have that sussed out, and they know. And I would say Small Batch kind of leads the way in that. I've followed them for at least 3 years now, and they're just getting better and better and better. And I've got my appreciation, and my palate has grown with them, which is so nice. So that journey into the world of coffee is just amazing and enchanting. So, but let's go to the other coffee. Let's go to that Kenyan, also a natural process, which is so unusual for Kenya. And there again, I mean, Kenyans are very light. They're very a very kind of wine-like. They've got, various acidities. You can get some that are more kind of lemony, zesty. You can get others that are more berry-like, blackberries is a big one for Kenya. This one is not like that. It's a bit different. I mean, yes, it has berries, but it's not kind of the blackberry that just jumps out at me immediately. It's, what's it got? Oh, and it lingers for so long. It's got the acidity is much gentler. It's there. It's so well rounded. Both of these coffees are extremely well rounded, and I know they'll work well as an espresso, and they'll work well as a filter coffee. Do you know what a treat after a long day in London, in the West End, which is just hustle and bustle, and then to come back and just do some cupping and enjoy some coffees, some really special coffees. The other thing I noticed is and I think I've reported on that before, there's because they always put down on the label who the roaster is. And often it's L, then it was Joe, and now it's Dan, and I haven't met Dan yet. So this is my introduction to Dan. And I must say, what an introduction to have. I hope I'll meet him one day, or maybe chat to him or something, because I always like to connect with the person behind the bean. And of course, there are many, many people behind the bean. I mean, just watch, if you can, on YouTube or Vimeo, just watch movies of processing methods and the labor that goes in to delivering those specialty coffees is just unbelievable. And I know that Al goes to Origin as well, and meets farmers and is on the farms and sees all that. And they put out actually a beautiful film. If you go on their website, you can see that film. They went to the farm in Mexico, Muxpal, which is a beautiful bean they also have. And it's really worth having a look, because I think your appreciation for coffee is probably there already, but it'll just be enhanced. It'll be enhanced tenfold, hundredfold, to see all that hard work that goes into that. And I can't get enough of these two coffees. You know, normally there's a spittoon there. I don't use the spittoon. I just slurp every spoonful of these delicious coffees. I think I must stop this here because I want you to go and evaluate yourself. Go on the website of Small Batch, see all the coffees they have, especially the Grand Fromage. These are limited editions. They come in the white bag. And yes, it provokes a big grin, a big cheese from me. That's absolutely for sure. The Nicaraguan, I wouldn't be able to say which one I prefer. It's also a bit horses for courses. You know, each coffee gives you something else, depending on the day of time you drink it, depending who you drink it with and what you eat with it. The method that you use, whether it's a filter coffee, etc. It is kind of a, I wouldn't say it's a, well, it's a very personal journey. That's what I'm trying to get to. It's an absolutely personal journey. And it's a privilege to be part of this third wave coffee roasters and the whole movement, because they pay so much more attention to detail and honoring the bean, honoring the farmers, honoring what all this is about. And of course, the same thing is happening a little bit now in the tea world as well. So if you're a tea drinker, the same thing's happening. For coffee, because it's such a widely drank a beverage and a commodity, if you want, let's get away from treating it as a commodity. Let's really honor and pinpoint and zone into the various countries and the people behind coffee. I think that's what it's all about, and the enjoyment they give you. Well, I can't speak more highly about this whole industry and the movement that we're seeing away from big commercial supermarkets, big commercial things. And funnily enough, I've just come back from the West End, where I spent some time with my friend Danny and Junior, who have Rivet and Hyde. Now, they are into jeans. And if you want to kind of delve into jeans, you can just lose yourself in there as well. Back to just artisan people, that's what it's about. Okay. I'm going to sign off now and let you make your own discoveries. Check out Small Batch.